This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
From the reality department at the, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, because I've had my 30th year anniversary in my mind this week, Victoria. This is reverted back to the Good Day program, and then quickly moves fast into today, which is Thursday, the 11th of October. Reminding everybody that we're a third of the way through the month of October, even though Jennifer's not here. Victoria didn't benefit from that. The conclusions coming from my mind regarding that yesterday. So thankfully she is here today, and she gets started in this hour with our trending story, which is probably the storm, I'm guessing, looking around at all the other things that are flashing before everyone's eyes and ears and nose and mouth.
Yeah.
And well, the brain.
Hurricane Michael has just become so destructive. It made landfall yesterday as a Category 4 hurricane. It's now a tropical storm. However, we kind of are falling into the same trap that we fell into with Florence when we said, oh, it's downgraded, it's just a tropical storm. And those storms are still so capable of doing so much damage. And now after slamming Florida and Georgia, Michael is now moving into the Carolinas, which we all know are still recovering from the flooding of Hurricane Florence. And so there are still a lot of people without power. There's two people who have been killed in storm-related incidents just since yesterday. 500,000 people have no electricity in Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. And now Michael is making its way up the coast. It is 30 miles west of Augusta, Georgia, and heading towards the northeast before it goes out into the Atlantic. And of course, you know, you see the images of the destruction, and it looked like a tornado. It didn't even look like a hurricane. When I saw some of these pictures, it looked just like a tornado had ripped right through Mexico Beach and on the way up north. It's just terrible devastation. And
it becomes the focus of the negative news media. Look, there are two local sources of news here where I am. And one of them is very positive and upbeat, and the other one is very negative, and it's always how horrible things are going to be, and look out for this and look out for that. And so as one looks back at the circumstance in the panhandle and knows that the good thing, if there is one, is that the storm moved quickly, even though a lot of the water that is 10, 15, 20 miles inland in the rivers, every single crevice gets filled and then gushes over, and it takes a while for that stuff to recede to go back out to the ocean. And that's a lot of times where the problem is, or where there can be a lot of problems. A lot of homes destroyed on the beach, which is always, you want to live on the beach. That's part of the routine. Any place, you can look around the country anywhere, and the stuff on the beach that's so valuable is also valuable and vulnerable to this sort of thing. One of the interesting side effects of this, Victoria and Kara's in Washington, she'll get the rain later today, if it hasn't already. So have you got rain already there?
Yeah, it started drizzling this morning, but it's supposed to be pouring all day long.
Mm-hmm. And what about in Jersey where you are, Victoria?
Nothing yet, but we're usually just not too far behind Kara if something's moving north.
Yeah,
so.
Right. The one thing that I feel right now, it is 78 degrees here. The humidity is about, it feels like like 1,000%. That's what precedes storms like this. The barometer goes real low, and everything is sweaty, and you feel heavy because that's what happens. The prediction is that we are not going to get actually very much rain here in southern New England. It's the trajectory of the storm is kicked a little more south and out to sea. So we're going to get some rain evening tonight, a little bit tomorrow morning, and that's about it. And not it's not going to be anywhere near what they said it was going to be in terms of volume. But you're right about the Carolinas. But again, the thing to be thankful for, we can look at it that way, is that it didn't. It's fast, in and out. So the consideration of Mother Nature, thank you, Mother Nature. You're being very considerate in moving the storm along. That was one of the things the last storm did not
do. It just hovered.
Just stayed, hung around. This one's a fast in and out. So I don't know about any other tropical storms that are brewing. I was looking around maps of the Atlantic and haven't seen anything, whether there is more. But somebody referred to it as catching hell. I wonder, I thought that was interesting how, and yesterday was a day in which a lot of people, oh, look at the storm and look at the stock market and look at this and look at that. And but it happens. That's the way it is. Stock market went down, for those who didn't know it, about 700-800 points yesterday. And
it's mostly tech stocks, I read.
Yeah, well, the people who are selling their stocks are putting their money into long-term bonds and stuff because the interest rate went up again, and that's what happens. It isn't anything about the economy. It's about the, and see, this is where you don't get the facts from much of the news media unless maybe you watch CNBC or you are reading the Wall Street Journal or Investor's Business Daily or something where there's some different and good analysis. But the real situation here is that big investors are taking, they watch these things, and it's like the overnight investors in Japan and the economy in Asia. There are a lot of banks, when they close at 5 o'clock or whenever they close, they take all their money, almost all of it, and they transfer it, they wire it to the stock market in Japan, and they take whatever gains they can get through the night, and then at 5 o'clock in the morning they sell all the stuff and they transfer the money back into the bank. I don't know if you knew that or not. So lots and lots and lots of bankers do so that their money is working 24 hours a day. And it just that, so the 800, one of the things that people, at least in the short haul, sometimes when it lasts a long time, like the situation in late 2008, 2009, 2010, into 2011, that hurt pretty much everybody except the big banks, which were the cause of it in the first place. And even then, some of the big banks hurt under that circumstance. But it's really very hard. These people are so smart with money. It's very hard to hurt these huge institutions. And so that's why they keep themselves in the status that they do, because they know how to fiddle around, move the money around, and they create markets that way too. It's really very, it's fascinating stuff to watch how people play with money. You know, the conversions, but most markets like the dollar, so they don't really change it. It doesn't change, in a manner of speaking, the value. So I thought you'd enjoy that. That's an uplifting way of looking at, oh, the stock market went down 800 points. What's it at, 21.5 or something now? So what's 800 points? It's more than a little pinprick, but it's not the end of the world. I think I say that. I think I'm pretty consistent with that, aren't I? When you see the market go down like that, good opportunity to buy stuff.
Yeah, it's again, obviously going to go back up again. It's not just going to stay down.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. The tech stocks are going to, there's nothing you're going to worry about when it comes to the tech stocks. That's for sure. Okay. So one of the other things that has been part of our conversation this week is the situation with that crash in New York State, actually very near where we're heard on WSDE, and I used to own that radio station in Schoharie. I've never pronounced it. Schoharie County, I think we're close with that, near Cooperstown. They were on their way to Cooperstown. So the limo coming, here's something that raises everybody's eyebrows. The company is owned by a fellow named Shahid Hussein. And Prestige Limousines, is the name of the outfit. The son, Nauman Hussein, I think were both arrested, if I'm not mistaken. They were chasing him on the interstate and stopped him. This guy got all kinds of written violations, the son, informing him that he should not have been operating this vehicle. He wasn't licensed to do it. Department of Transportation in New York ordered this big stretch limo to be taken out of service a month or so ago, and it wasn't. One of the other things. I mean, you see this all the time with bus companies, too, unfortunately. Not all of them at all. Not all
I'm
of
sure
them.
I'm sure this happens a lot.
Yeah.
Essentially, what happened is this: the first limo that this group of people hired broke down, and so the driver probably called back to wherever their lot was, where they keep their cars, and said, "Okay, this broke down. I'm in the middle of a drive here with 18 people in the car on the way to a birthday party." And the guy who was at the son of the owner of the company probably said, "Well, just take the other one. It's going to be an afternoon trip. It'll probably be fast." And I'm sure it was some sort of split decision. That kind of
cover
quick
your butt
thinking.
Time.
Yeah, just thinking like, well, you know what? We probably shouldn't have that other car on the road, but whatever. This is just a quick afternoon drive to a birthday party, so just take the other limo. And I'm sure it was just something that was that innocent, and it turned into literally the deadliest transportation accident we've had in a decade. It's just, it's unfortunate.
I'd be curious to know about their insurance, too, at this point, when you look at how the rest of the company was run.
There are a lot of conflicting reports now, though, from the lawyer of the guy who got arrested, saying that they did have that car reinspected. It was okay to be on the road, unlike what the Department of Transportation had said. And there's another kind of element to it that his lawyer made an interesting statement yesterday, saying, you know, this sounds like the state is also at fault because of that intersection, and a lot of lawsuits are going to happen going towards the state, and that they're trying to, you know, do some smoke and mirrors and say it was all this guy's fault. So we'll see where it really shakes out. Somewhere in the middle is the truth.
Always is. Left side, right side, put them together, and that's just like a number. Somewhere you're negotiating a contract or something, and you want $1,000, and the boss wants to pay you $500. Somewhere in the middle is where you're going to come. That's what negotiation is all about. Something that our friends in Washington ought to learn to do a little bit better than they have been. Okay, let's get... speaking of negotiating, you're familiar with the expression, trust your gut, right? Now, Victoria hasn't been feeling well for a while, and I wonder whether... we get to the business of your gut and how healthy it is. Do you think you're feeling ill? Has anything, you know, Jack Stockwell and others say that most everybody, when they don't feel well, can trace back the problem to their gut. What they've eaten, what's been there for a while, that sort of thing. And I know you've been on a lot of different blends of things to try to clean yourself out. But the stuff that you take goes into your gut first, right? Or have you been breathing, doing mist and stuff like that, too?
No, I'm on antibiotics right now, so...
Yeah, right. So it has to go into your gut. Whatever is...
Right.
The point is that all illness begins in the gut. And sometimes it's really, really, it's never-ending. It kind of is a perennial, not perennial, but it's always there. There's a word for that, and I can't remember what it is. So that's why Get the Tea has come up with Life Change Tea, a way for you to constantly keep your innards clean, because there are a lot of things that you can eat and you're exposed to that are unhealthy. It isn't just so much the stuff that you eat, but there are things in the air that get into our systems. A lot of metals and things, never mind the mold that you breathe and toxins and things like that. You want to nourish your body? Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com and order yourself a supply of Life Change Tea and then start drinking it. We do a cup a day here, pretty much all of us. If you use the discount code DJV, you get the shipping of the Life Change Tea to you free. GetTheTea.com. Get your body ready for more energy and feeling much better. Drink it every day. Order Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Make sure you use the code DJV for free shipping.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, DJV time. Terry Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Excerpt from the American Music Awards. One of the things significant about the AMAs, significant overnight sales gains for a lot of the songs performed on the show, according to initial sales reports. A three-hour live broadcast Monday night on ABC. The collected songs performed on stage garnered a 135% sales increase. Figures include Aretha's version of songs performed in her tribute medley, and both the Panic at the Disco and Queen's take on Bohemian Rhapsody. Shawn Mendes performed his song Lost in Japan, and his spike in sales up there, 397% for that. And Taylor Swift, who opened the show with a performance of I Did Something Bad, won four awards on the show, including the top trophy of the Evening Artist of the Year, notched a 35% sales gain for her catalog. So is that interesting? She got all the awards, and yet she had the least increase. Is that because the other songs were selling so poorly and hers are selling so well?
I think it's because Taylor Swift fans already had all the music, and I think there are the 35% increase is probably people like me. I saw this. I watched it yesterday. I had it DVR'd, and she was really good. She opened the show. I didn't even know the song that she sang, but it was a really good performance. So if I was so inclined, I would be curious, and I might be one of that 35% to go and download the song. So I think that she picked up some new fans. It was the whole show, I have to say, like, normally these shows just fall flat, but this one was really music centric, and all the performances were really good. It's not all the music that I'm into. I'm not into rap, I'm not really into hip hop, so I kind of fast forwarded through that stuff, but the other performances were great. Everybody was really good. They kept it moving. It went by really quickly.
Must have been an age thing. I tuned in and out of it a couple of times just to see what was going on, and I was completely turned off.
Well, if you're not into those, if you're not into the artists that they had performing, then I get it. You know, there's nothing there really for you.
I obviously didn't.
They went from song to song to song.
Yeah, I didn't catch part of whatever the Aretha Franklin tribute was.
That was the very last thing. That was actually really interesting. Except for Gladys Knight, I'd never heard of any of the artists that they focused on, which I think was good because they were all people who knew Aretha. So it wasn't like, let's wheel out Madonna to try to sing an Aretha song. It was actually, I thought it was really authentic, and it was good.
Was Madonna there?
No, thank God.
No.
She shows up at the opening of an envelope at this point, like, come on, Madonna. Like, you know.
That's a good, I like that. That's very clever. She shows up at the opening of an envelope. All right, so anyway, the results of the AMAs. Taylor Swift has had other recognizable impacts on her sales, whether they be good or bad, because of her political statements this week. One wonders if that's
think it hurt her.
Helped her hurt her sales at her audience. But her audience has normally been more of a country audience. Now it's not, more of a pop audience, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did it hurt her, help her, or is it neutral, you think?
You know, I don't know. Based on the screams from the audience, I don't think it hurt her at all.
No. So, the story quickly of Madison Kane, the daughter of Jonathan Kane from Journey, who was on The Voice and apparently has been rejected for an appearance there. Did you see that?
No.
I don't know anything about Madison Kane other than the daughter of Jonathan Kane. I thought that was interesting, sort of anecdotal musical tidbit for you to chew on as we find our way to 28 past the hour on the Thursday, already it's Thursday, DJV program.
Accept, don't change your partner. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The more you try to change your partner, the more disappointed you'll be. People, after all, do not change each other. Instead, we merely change ourselves. So many couples fight because one partner wants the other partner to be different. But again, we don't change others. We only have the capacity to influence them. Instead of trying to change your partner, consider spending more energy accepting him or her. The more you can accept your partner for who he or she truly is, the more likely you'll be able to truly love that person, not just the idea of him or her. Your partner is amazing, just like you are. Focus your energy on learning about and listening to your partner rather than making him or her into some fictitious character. No, your partner is not a creation of your mind. He or she is immensely better than anything you can create, so get to accepting instead of changing. For more on relationships, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air. And they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to Top Loss.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As daylight arrives on the Florida Panhandle, we'll just start to hear what the damage really is from what was a Category 4 Hurricane Michael, which came ashore yesterday with 155-mile-an-hour winds. Only three other storms making landfall in the U.S. as a Category 5, which this one nearly was. It fell short by just 2 miles an hour sustained winds, according to the National Hurricane Center's John Caligasi.
The emphasis from here on out is going going to be very heavy rainfall threat and tropical storm conditions across the southeast states. We do think that all of this will spread offshore into the Atlantic by Thursday night.
Currently heading through Georgia, it will also soak the Carolinas. FBI Chief Christopher Wray says the Bureau's involved in about 5,000 terrorism investigations around the globe, including 1,000 investigations involving homegrown terror. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
After the hour here on the DJV program with Victoria Keeley, Kara Schillen. Jennifer actually is gone for a couple of weeks now. On what is she, touring the world? She's here, there, and everywhere, as I recall. A lot of political activity. So maybe as she's traveling, she'll see some of these hurricanes. I'm just now looking, as we kind of review the situation, I'm looking at tropical storms and other now. This is a fascinating map. If you've never seen it, go to the Gannett website or USA Today website, and there's a very vivid overview of the Atlantic and the Pacific and storms as they travel at the moment. This is at the moment. You can see the hurricane that's gone through the panhandle up and what the trajectory is for it, moving a little, as I said, a little south. You're not going to get hit quite as hard as you thought you were, it looks like, in New Jersey, Victoria. But Washington, yeah, lots of rain today. Virginia, right
now.
Looks
like on the map, as soon as it hits Delaware, it heads out into the Atlantic.
Out to sea in the Delmarva, yep. But look at all those other storms that are brewing as part of what's sort of normal, in the North Atlantic anyway, sort of normal, and the storm tracks. There's another, it's sort of not a hurricane, but it could, and then as the you go off of Cape in Africa, and you see, not the Cape, but the Horn, and you see the movement of a storm there, and then there's one in the Pacific moving around that has reached hurricane status and now is downgraded to a tropical storm affecting the weather all the way up into Oklahoma. You see that? Isn't that interesting? That's fascinating how that all works. So, something you can look at if you want to know what, you know, if you want to, if you want to worry about the next storm or worry about anything, help yourself. Meanwhile, today, Thursday, October 11th, is National Coming Out Day, annual awareness day from the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual community, founded in the U.S. in 1988. With the foundational belief that homophobia thrives in an atmosphere of silence and ignorance, that's for sure, and that once people know that they have loved ones who are lesbian or gay, they're far less likely to maintain homophobic or oppressive views. I think Dick Cheney may be a good example of that. There are probably others, but he's the first one that comes to mind because of his daughter. Then the focus on National Coming Out Day, and its founder, Robert Eichberg, and a lady named Jean O'Leary. Eichberg died in 95 from AIDS, was a psychologist from New Mexico, founder of the personal growth workshop, The Experience. O'Leary, openly lesbian political leader, longtime activist from New York, was at the time the head of the National Gay Rights Advocates Group in Los Angeles. They founded National Coming Out Day in order to maintain positivity, celebrate coming out. The date of October 11th chosen because it was the anniversary of the March on Washington for Lesbian and Gay Rights in 1987. This is one of the things that has, I guess in a sense, always struck me as being like a natural part of my being, understanding or being more open to, I don't know, whether I grew up pretty much on my own. And was never around a lot of this stuff. I was on the farm as a kid. But I never understood, frankly, as a youngster growing up, when I first confronted or understood what being gay was, I think I was in college. And I never understood why people were, quote-unquote, afraid of or disturbed by or didn't want to be around people who were gay just because they were gay. I've had some experiences. I've been approached by gay men and I didn't like it, but I just, you know, I kind of walked away from it. I've told the story actually on the air a few times. It's actually pretty funny. And I have, you know, it's, I don't even want to say this, but what just popped into my mind, some of my best friends are gay. It's like people, stupid people saying, some of my best friends are black, or some of my best friends are Jewish, or some of my best friends are Republicans, you know, that kind of stuff, which is, in the main, stupid. Because you judge people not on this kind of crap, but on how they treat you and how you interact and how they either seem to get along or how they are in relationships. You don't want to have them as a friend, because you don't like the way they maybe treat you, if something of significance. Not, you don't want them as a friend because they're Republicans or they're gay or they're black or whatever it is. But yet there's so much of that, Victoria, now. It's, that's, of all the things in my life that trouble me, that's one of the most troubling aspects of being an adult in America today. It bothers me. And you can hear me. I sometimes just shun having these conversations because they seem to go no place. Maybe that's the circle I'm in. I don't know. I think things are getting better I just hope that children today are going to grow up and not feel the same as many children who've grown up in my era. There are many people who are my age that are just ridiculously prejudiced for no good reason.
Yeah.
You know, it just, I remember.
Well, it comes from home, you know. That's,
of course it comes from your environment. Absolutely. And, you know, the people who are, and I say this lovingly for both sides, the people who are, that if you want to use politics, the people who describe themselves as conservatives and the people that they shun for whatever the reason, or the people who are liberal and the people that are shunned by liberals for reasons, and it may not even be politics, people who are black who don't want to hang around with white people, people who are white don't want to hang around with black people, people who are Jewish don't want to hang around with Christians. You know, it's that same, it's this, it really boils down to the same stuff. And then when you get to the root of all evil, when it comes to those sorts of considerations, I think about Jerusalem. Thank heavens I've been exposed to it, been there five times in my life. The fact that all of the major religions of the world, with one exception, started in the same place, and those same religions, people who are practicing them, work and live together in that city like there was no difference whatsoever. They're all Semites. They all look the same. They all, when you go in to do business in the walled city of Jerusalem, they all treat you the same. And yet outside the walls, it's like this whole different world. It is a different world, brought about by people who are trying to control and make powerful decisions or whatever it is. And no good comes of it. I just put it that way. No good comes from prejudice. None. Zero. There's not anything good that comes from the fear of somebody else just because they are, and you fill in the blank. Whatever it is. I don't want to be around that guy. I don't want to be around that woman. Now, less of a problem for men to be around lesbian women than probably any other category, at least from my experience. It's like
really?
They were clowns.
Women
like
and gay men love each other.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying in a different way. But with others, it's kind of like they're clowns in the circus. Oh, look at that guy. It's ridiculous. One wonders if you believe in a God, the God, or supreme intelligence, whatever term you use, infinite intelligence, I like spirit. If you believe in that sort of thing, how is it that you carry with you the prejudices that some of you or many of you do? I think that's something. Look in the mirror. I find those who are prejudiced need to be looking in the mirror. Why are you holding on to that? What good does it do you to be that way? Think about it.
Yeah, well, some people are just very comfortable in, you know, in what they have always known, and stepping outside of that into the unknown is just too terrifying for some people.
No question about it. But think about why you are that way, I guess, is the question.
Exactly.
All right, let's get to the sports desk. Fine. Oh, we didn't do television, right? That's
we
okay.
did Hold not, on. But we can All do right. television. There's a ton of stuff on tonight.
Yeah, I see that the show New Amsterdam, the medical drama with Ryan Eggold, who was on the blacklist the last 3 or 4 years. That got renewed, full season order by NBC, the first official full season pickup of the broadcast season. How many other shows are in that league, one wonders? It had 8.4 million viewers, which is in the first episode, which is pretty good for a new show when you consider all of the things that are out there. When is The Rookie come out with Nathan Fillion? That's supposed to be. That's not till later.
That's going to be opposite New Amsterdam next week. So that will be really interesting to see the two of them go head to head.
Yeah.
Because there's there's so much hype behind Nathan Fillion's new show, The Rookie.
And
it looks good. It genuinely looks
like a good
show. I'm excited for it.
He's more well-known than Ryan Eggold. You see him and you recognize him, but he's not somebody you turn on the TV. Like, when he was on The Blacklist, I want to see Spader in The Blacklist.
Right.
That comes back on later in the season. I want to see that. And I want to see Esipatha Murkison in Chicago Med. That's one of the reasons I would tune in, at least for the first time, to see what's going on, because you recognize the name. But, I think it'd be interesting to see them as they go head-to-head. All right, what else? You said there's a ton of stuff. What do we have?
Lots of network stuff. So tonight on ABC at 8 p.m., brand new Grey's Anatomy. On MTV at 8 p.m., brand new episode of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. On the CW, there's a new Supernatural. On NBC at 8, there's new Superstore. Brand new Big Bang Theory, 8 p.m. CBS. And, of course, if you're into football, the Philadelphia Eagles will play at the New York Giants. That's on Fox at 8 o'clock tonight. If you're into The Good Place, which is a really great sitcom, very unusual, with Kristen Bell and Ted Danson, that's a brand new episode tonight on NBC at 8:30. Followed by 8:30 on CBS is Young Sheldon, if you're into that show. And then there's a brand new Will and Grace at 9 p.m. on NBC, and that features guest star Alec Baldwin as Karen's love affair. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a brand new episode of Mom and on 9 o'clock at CBS as well.
So you know what disappointed me about Kristen Bell? And I don't know where I saw this or heard this. Maybe we were talking about it on the air, that she's a big pot smoker. I remember that bothered me also when I heard it about Jennifer Aniston and some other people that you I hold in regard. And I don't even know why, because you don't think that way about people who drink. I think
that's been really over exaggerated.
Has it been?
She's,
you think, yeah.
She's a mom with little kids. I think that there was sort of a joke there about her being a big stoner and her husband
really?
Is sober. And I think that that's been really blown out of proportion. But yeah, I don't think there's a whole lot to that. But it's you know, I don't know. It's to me that doesn't faze me.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying in kind of a speculative way. That's all. Let's get to the sports desk, as I was heading in that direction a few minutes ago anyway. For a lot of time this season, the watching of football games last year, people say, oh, they're in big trouble because the viewing is way off, fallen TV ratings, etc., and other things going on, protests of concussions and things. But now, the NFL, yes, has its issues, but apparently Major League Baseball this past season hasn't done well at all. Attendance dropping off at the games. TV ratings are nowhere near where they used to be. Most of the games are too long, extend too late into the night. Children are not growing up to be baseball fans. And is that something that is rooted in the game or the management or the ownership? Game three of the Red Sox.
I think it's an attention span thing. I really do. I think, well, the games are so long. And, my husband is a sports producer, and
yes,
even he doesn't sit through an entire game. I don't know anyone who does. And attendance, I get it. If you, no one wants to spend a lot of money on tickets and then leave after four or five innings. But
no,
the games can go on for 3 hours or more. So, and who, what kid is really going to, I think that there's a really valid point about the next generation of baseball fan. I don't know that there will be a next generation. Unless you're in a really baseball-centric family and you grow up just loving baseball, I just don't think that kids are that into it.
Huh. That's very interesting that you would say that. I find it, I don't know, I just, it seems like just it's ingrained in me. I've never been a big sports fan anyway. I was a good baseball player when I was a kid, but that didn't mean I was a fan of going to the games. I just liked hitting the ball out of the park and running to first base and then run out of breath. That's what pretty
but,
much
know,
happened.
But. Yeah, but the thing is, like, you know, we've been talking a lot about football and things like that, but even a game the other night, and this was an example on Monday night, the Saints won 43-19. That's a total blowout of a game.
Mm-hmm.
But they still brought in 10.5 million viewers for that game.
Wow.
So
yeah,
for us to talk about, oh, the NFL has no ratings, I know that that's a message that a lot of people want to, you know, a lot of people want to perpetuate, but that's actually not true. But the sad thing is baseball really does need help, because they only, for the Boston Red Sox in that series, they only got 4 million viewers.
Yeah.
That's just sad.
Meanwhile, Lenny Dykstra, formerly of the Mets, indicted yesterday for using cocaine. He's been in trouble off and on for a while. 10 before the hour.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer, as I said, Gonzo, but she doesn't do the Tech Talk anyway. We're concerned about the health and well-being of Victoria Keelan, who's here to bring us up to date on the latest from Waze, which is a, in my opinion, the most fabulous app available. I find myself using Waze more than anything else by far that I have on my iPhone.
Yeah, it's true. I agree. That gets the most use on my iPhone as well. I don't know anybody in my circle of friends now who doesn't use Waze. Google traffic has no comparison, I think, to Waze. And if you're not familiar with Waze, it's a traffic app. It's W-A-Z-E, Waze is how you spell it. You can download it for Android, for iPhones, things like that. And so, they have 100 million active monthly users now worldwide. Waze is literally everywhere around the world. And now they've rolled out a brand new app called Waze Carpool. And this is a dedicated app that lets drivers offer rides to people who are traveling on a similar route. So the way that this new Waze Carpool app works, it has the best matches for you, which are people who are closest to your preferred route, or it can even be a coworker that works the same shift as you. And that appears at the top of your list, and then you can select all the people you want to ride with, and one of them will be the driver. And so you basically form your own carpool using Waze. And it's all along the same route, so people get picked up and dropped off and things like that. Now, unlike Uber and Lyft, who have also, they have their own version of ride sharing, this is different. This is, you really do control your own carpool here. And there is a fee for, essentially, what it's 54 cents per mile is what riders are charged. Now, that seems like a weird amount. However, it's not that weird. It's actually the current IRS reimbursement rate for business travel by car. So you're not paying more than what you could actually write off. And so drivers and riders are limited to two rides per day. And to attract drivers and riders to the new Waze carpool, they've got some cool incentives. All riders will get $2 rides for 21 days, so it will only cost you $2 to take your whole commute. Drivers get $20 cash for each referral to a new customer. Riders get $20 credit for each referral to a new rider, and you can get a max of 10 referrals per person, so that's not too bad. And users can filter out passengers based on employer or gender, depending on how you want to tailor your experience. If you only want to ride with people of your own gender, you can do that. If you only want to ride with coworkers so you're not making any other stops, you can do that as well. And so Waze Carpool is actually going to be partnering with people like Amazon. So now they're focusing on the Amazon fulfillment centers so that Amazon workers can use Waze Carpool and they can ride home together if they live near each other. So this is, they've already seen a 50% spike in growth just since September. So this is definitely something that a lot of people are into, and we'll probably be hearing a lot more about this. And it's a really convenient way to get to work and to save a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. There you go. It's just, it's fabulous. It's fun to use, too. I find it a lot of fun. A new naming scheme for the latest versions of Wi-Fi, aiming to make it easier for consumers to understand the technology. Let's listen to that story.
The Geek Out. We are finally getting a reasonable naming convention for Wi-Fi. For years, we've all been confused by the nomenclature of 802.11. There was A, B, N, AC, a whole host of them. But now the Wi-Fi Alliance has made the smart decision to simplify all of this. From here on out, our current versions of Wi-Fi will be Wi-Fi 4 and Wi-Fi 5. And the upcoming super fast version will be called simply Wi-Fi 6. See how easy that was? Now this is important for consumers to understand because they need to know which devices they have and work with what standards, because most new devices are backwards compatible, but older existing devices may not work with new Wi-Fi standards. Don't worry, if none of this makes any sense, we've posted the link to help you out at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, let's get into our final focus here, Victoria.
Yep, the Do Not Pay website, if you've ever heard of that, it's a free legal chatbot site that offers artificially intelligence-powered legal counsel. They have a brand new iOS app that has just launched, and anyone can use it. And essentially what Do Not Pay does, it lets you sue anyone by pressing a button. That's how it's advertised. And so now you can go after data breaches, you can go after late package deliveries, bank fees that are unfair, if the airline has screwed you over, you can use Do Not Pay. They offer legal advice in all 50 states for a variety of issues, and it's currently free to use, and whatever money you collect, you actually get to keep 100% of it if you win in court. So Do Not Pay has a brand new app for that.
Wow, that sounds fabulous. Let's talk more about that. It's 59.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.